hard to prove that God's not really real. While others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel, but I know He's real within my soul. For one day He cleansed and made me whole, and Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's
Thank you once again for joining us this evening for our program, The Daily Walk. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the power in your word. We thank you for another chance you've given us to look into your teaching on the Mount. And today, Jesus, we look up to you. We live in a world where materialism and possession of earthly goods is driving our greed, is driving crime so much around the world. But we look up to you through this teaching today, through this study today, that you will show us as Christians, as followers of Christ, the true value that we should place on material things. And if there are any areas of our lives that our focus is on the wrong path, that our focus is on the wrong things, that you will reveal them to us and you will help us to refocus on the eternal treasure that you want us to lay up in heaven. Do this for us today. Let your word illuminate our lives, and we glorify you forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for we pray and ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome. English will follow in a moment. Velkommen til programmet A Daily Walk, presenteret av Menigheten Apostolisk Tro i Stavanger. Måtte Gud velsigne deg når du lytter til disse andakter som blir gitt, vanligvis på engelsk, hver dag fra søndag til fredag klokken 19. Welcome to the program, A Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion, given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m.
We will continue our study today in the book of Matthew. Please be reminded that the material we are going through can be accessed via our website apostolic-tro.no. Thank you. God bless you as you join us for this program.
Matthew 6:19-7:6. Devotional focus verse. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6:20-21. The surprise of my success left me stunned. My ridiculously low bid had resulted in a wonderful addition to my collection. Now my hand was shaking so much I could barely write a legible check. My auction buddy and I laughingly call ourselves the Bargain Treasure Hunters. That day, I earned my title. As I placed my bargain in the car trunk, I told God that I really appreciated this unexpected earthly blessing. Since then, I have thanked Him each time I've admired it or shared it with another collector. Whenever I enjoy my treasure, however, I am also reminded that it will eventually crumble and decay, no matter how carefully I or my surviving family preserve it. So my thoughts always return to my treasures that will last. Christ's Sermon on the Mount, which includes today's text, taught His listeners about the treasures of heaven. These treasures will far surpass the best of earthly ones that we accumulate down here below. It is so logical and reasonable that our true treasures are stored in the place where we intend to reside in eternity. Heaven is not the place for earthly treasures. They are appropriate for use on earth only. With this in mind, I won't be crushed if I lose my earthly treasure, or if Christ should ask me to let it go for His sake. Laying up treasures in heaven is like making a spiritual investment. Today, I need to invest in prayer for my family and friends who do not know Christ as Savior. I need to pray that my sisters and brothers in Christ will remain true to their calling. I need to pray and listen for God's direction in my life and service for Him. In following after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness, I am not only laying up treasures in heaven for myself, but I will surely influence others to invest wisely for their spiritual futures. In 1 Timothy 6:7, Paul reminds Timothy in very simple terms, "We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out." Praise be to God, however, that we can lay up treasures in heaven before we leave this earth. Now that is a blessed bargain. Background information. In this portion of the Sermon on the Mount, Christ dealt with a subject that dated back to the Garden of Eden, that of choices. After warning the people to avoid coveting the praise of men, Christ continued His discourse by warning against coveting the treasures of the world. Every man has something that he makes his treasure, that which his heart is set upon. The wealth of a person of that day was generally measured by changes of raiment, silver and gold, gems, lands and oil, or anything that improved the comfort or quality of life. A notable display was of great importance in proving one's wealth. An essential part of this display would have been splendid articles of dress. Such elaborate attire would be vulnerable to the attack of the moth, an insect that eats holes in fabric. The word translated as rust signified anything that ate into or consumed one's property. The houses in the East were often made of clay hardened in the sun, sometimes combined with stones. Thus, it was comparatively easy for thieves to dig through the wall and break into the house in that way. Christ indicated through these specific examples that all earthly treasure would waste away. Christ pointed out the requirement for man to choose between a focus upon earthly things or a focus upon God. He laid down a general maxim, "No man can serve two masters, for then his affection and allegiance would be divided." He then proceeded to apply this maxim, telling his listeners that they could not serve both God and Mammon. Mammon was a Syriac name given to an idol worshipped as the god of riches, and thus had the meaning of gain. Christ also warned his listeners against being consumed with worry over the things of life. The phrase, "take no thought," did not mean they were not to have forethought, but it meant have no anxious concern regarding the needs of this life. Anxious care could trouble their minds to the point that doubts would creep in. This was the danger to which Christ was alluding. Conclusion. In a world where there is so much emphasis on materialism, our commitment to focus on heavenly treasures will be noticeable. thank God for His great investment plan.
Hvis du I Stavanger-området, inviterer vi deg til å delta på våre møter, spesielt søndag formiddag klokken 11. Møtene vanligvis på norsk og blir tolket simultant til engelsk. Du velkommen til å være med oss på et åndelig fellesskap med sang og musikk, personlige vitnesbyrd og evangelisk bibelsk forkynnelse. Vi holder til I Kjensvollveien 56 som nærmeste nabo til Kjensvoll skole og like I nærheten av Solborg Folkehøyskole. Vi vil gjerne gjøre oppmerksom på menighetens hjemmeside som du vil finne med adressen apostolisktro.no apostolisk-tro.no. Vår hovedmenighet I Portland, Oregon, USA, har en hjemmeside som heter apostolicfaith.org, apostolic med C, faith I ett ord, .org. Dere vil også finne adressen I USA på den norske hjemmesiden. If you are in the Stavanger area, we invite you to our services. Especially on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The church is located at Kjensvollveien 56, next door to Kjensvoll School. The meetings are mostly in Norwegian, but are always interpreted to English. You are very welcome to enjoy music and singing, personal testimonies, and listen to the Word of God. We also want to invite you to our website in Norway, apostolisktro.no, and the English website in Portland, apostolicfaith.org, apostolicfaithinoneword.org, or Apostolic Faith Church of Portland, Oregon.
We thank you for joining us again this evening for today's edition of our daily walk. We would like to close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word and for the power in your word. We know that the best investment that any of us can make is the investment resulting in our eternal home. And we look up to you, Jesus. Should there be anyone that have listened to this today, that their focus is still on treasure here on earth, we ask you, Jesus, to reach out to them, reveal yourself to them, and let them know the beauty of making that investment by committing their hearts and their lives to you. Jesus, we pray that you will draw them close to yourself. And today, Lord, for those of us that we have made that decision and we have been walking with you, we pray that you will keep us in the hollows of your hand and that we will keep our focus on that treasure in heaven and we will not be distracted by all the shiny pennies around us. That most importantly, we will live our lives knowing that we have that eternal treasure. That will be our reward once all this is over. We thank you, Jesus, for today again. Thank you for this word. Thank you for all you have done. Take all the glory and we'll praise you forever. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day he cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Still the answer, he's the answer for your soul. And though some may say he doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and
of this world have brought them peace of mind, but with the dawn of each new day, new thrills they try to find, not until they meet the Prince of Peace can they ever hope to find relief. And